Hello and welcome to the Night Feed. I'm your host, Charlotte, here to bring you some comfort, camaraderie and conversation to keep you company during, let's face it, one of the toughest parts of being a new parent, the Night Feed. Tonight's unpaid sponsor is Sitting Like a Cooked Shrimp. You sat playing with your baby or eating at the table and realise that you're completely hunched over. Does anybody else do this? I used to do ballet for a long time, so I really prided myself on my posture. But now I'm a mum, I literally find myself walking around like Quasimodo. I don't know where it is. I think, is it breastfeeding maybe? That's kind of, over time, I've developed a bit of a slump. Is it a mum thing? I feel like I really need to work on this, though, because I'm genuinely concerned about the damage I'm doing to my spine. I'm doing it now without even noticing. Does anybody else do this? It's definitely since I've become a mum, I feel it more. And I do work on a laptop, and I have for the past, I don't know, 10 years, I've always worked on a laptop. So I think that's partly to blame. But do you have this problem? Let me know. I have just literally devoured a chocolate bar in like 10 seconds. I don't know what came over me. Does anybody else do this at like certain times of the month? Like, red mist comes over me and I have to find chocolate through whatever means I can. I just found some random white chocolate bar at the back of the cupboard and gobbled it completely. Please tell me I'm not alone. Today I got out with my girls and I went to the RHS Bridgewater, which is an RHS garden not far from me, Manchester way. If you are in the area, I would highly recommend it if you've got young babies and kids as somewhere to get out. We got the membership. I think it was about £56 for the year. And it's a single person's membership, but it gets you and another adult in. And then under fives are free. So I've had some lovely days out already with friends and, you know, they've took their little ones. And over a weekend, my partner comes and the babies and it's just such a lovely place. And I'm not being asked to say this. I genuinely love the place. They've got places to get coffee, a pizza restaurant at the back. They've got an amazing play area for the kids. They've got these little fairy houses, which my girls love, and a big lake you can walk around. Honestly, you can entertain yourself there for the entire day. I think we were there from like 10 till 3. And that's with two toddlers as well. So yeah, I highly recommend that place. And when we got there at say like 10, I think it was, we had a lovely play, we had a bit of lunch, and then they both napped at the same time. And mine are 18 months apart, so this doesn't happen that often anymore. My oldest is dropping a nap now. But when we're out and about in the pram, in the fresh air, oh my Lord, sometimes it happens and it's just golden. So I've sprinted to the coffee stand, got myself a coffee, and I found this bench under a tree and just had both the hoods down. Oh, and I just sat in my own company. I tried not to go on my phone and I just looked around. I looked at the trees. I heard the birds singing. It was, when do we do that really? When do you just go and sit on a bench in nature, especially as a mum when you're so busy? But oh, it really just clears your mind sitting and doing that. And yeah. And then they woke up and we powered on again. We went to see the chickens and it's just such a lovely day out. And I much prefer it to go into soft play. I think getting them out in the fresh air, letting them see the flowers and play on the grass and just run around and get muddy is just great for them. And they love it. And I can see on their faces now, they're just so tired. So I'm hoping for an easy bedtime tonight as well, but we'll see. Is anybody else at the moment on the subject of sleep struggling with really early wakings? I mean, mine are waking at the moment between 5 and 6 and I'm not here for it. I think it's the lighter mornings, definitely. I did used to have like blackout material up, but I took it down in the winter. And it wasn't 100% like blackout. There was definitely cracks of light coming through. And bedtime now is in the light, isn't it? And obviously the sun comes up a lot earlier now. So I think that's what's causing it. So in the market for a decent blackout blind that completely blacks the room out. Because I do see some online that are called blackout blinds, but they don't cover the sides. I want one of those like perfect fit blinds. So if you have one or you have any recommendations, please let me know, because I'm hoping that is going to solve the 5 a.m. wake ups. So let's see. Hopefully the blackout blind will work. Tonight's question for my podcast is from a lovely listener who messaged me, and she said, I'm totally in the newborn trenches at the moment and really, really struggling. I'm 4 weeks postpartum and I feel like I've hardly slept. I keep getting told it gets easier, but in the moment it feels really hard. Do you have any little pick-me-ups that got you through this time looking for a lift? Oh, firstly, I'm sending you such a big hug. I completely understand your position. I think 4 weeks postpartum, I was delirious from lack of sleep, with my first especially. And I think this is a really nice question, actually. Is it something that can be easy to implement, to give you a lift? So yeah, I definitely did have some little things that gave me a lift. And the first one, without a doubt, was a good coffee machine. I love my coffee. Sorry if you don't. But I loved waking up to that, because I do like a coffee. I know if you're breastfeeding, you have to limit that to, I think it's 1 to 2 cups. Is it? Maybe 3? I can't remember. But just having a good coffee, and if you can get a milk frother as well and have a cappuccino, oh yeah, loved waking up to that. So that was just like a little lift. If you don't want to get yourself a coffee machine, you could also always get a cafetiere, and rather than the instant stuff, just get some nice ground coffee. And I think that really gave me a little lift. That's just something you can easily implement. Another thing that I used to do was have a good breakfast. As mums, we can sometimes neglect this because we're sorting our babies out or our toddlers and we just grab a quick slice of toast or whatever. But you have to remember, you're up all through the night. So don't be skimping on your breakfast. Don't be thinking, oh, I'm going to be healthy and just have a little bit. Think, actually, no, I deserve something nice. So treat yourself, get yourself, I don't know, whatever makes you happy. I'll tell you what I'll get you onto, which you won't thank me for, but that Biscoff spread. Oh, my Lord. I know that's not the healthiest thing, but I tell you what, when you've been up feeding all night and you need a lift and a bit of a boost, the Biscoff spread. I just find myself making slices of toast with that on at any given moment at the moment. So yeah, it is a bit addictive. But and whatever is a good breakfast to you that you can look forward to in the night and go, yeah, I know I've got that amazing granola I love with the yogurt, or I've got that Biscoff spread, or you deserve it. You need energy. And I think a good breakfast to get you through the night is ideal. And thirdly for me was entertainment. My eldest woke hourly, I think, at first, and it was a long time before we got long stretches, so I knew I was going to be up a lot in the night. So I'm feeling you, this listener that's wrote in. I really am. It's part of the reason I set this podcast up, actually, because I used to listen to podcasts in the night and I used to love them, and I used to find them, you know, funny ones or serious ones. I just, a whole mix of different podcasts. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if there was one that all of us mums could listen to? And that's why I came up with this one. But whether it's a podcast, an audiobook, or even a series you can watch maybe on your phone or on your iPad, I got into quite a few little series when I was feeding in the night or just awake, and I found it kept me awake as well. And when the baby woke, I'd get over the initial like delirium of the tiredness and think, oh yeah, I've got this to catch up on, or I'm at this bit of the episode or this bit of the book, and it kind of, that gave me a lift as well. So yeah, for me it's coffee, good breakfast and entertainment. But if you're listening and you've got things that you put in place, please email me and I'll share them on the next episode. Now on to my self-care suggestion. And this is what it relates to, what I did today, basically. And it's that's to get yourself out to a local wildlife reserve or a lake or a beach or a forest, wherever you can go to. And when your baby naps, either take a flask or buy a hot drink if they're available and sit in nature, just enjoying that rest. Put your phone down and just be, because I'm telling you, that relax I had today for that hour while they napped, without the phone, without any noise, just the birds and hearing children playing and just relaxing and switching off is so refreshing. I genuinely feel lighter this afternoon because it just takes you to a different place and makes you realize what the important things are in life. Now onto a quote that I wrote. Isn't it funny how when you become a mama, your perspective on life and things you thought you needed changes? It's the little things that bring immense joy now. A simple picnic in the park, splashing in the puddles, watching them run to you with a huge smile, seeing them learn something new, watching them sleep peacefully after a busy day. The joy possessions bring is so fleeting in comparison with the overwhelming joy you feel as a mama living in the moment with your babies. Thanks for listening tonight, mamas. I hope this is giving you a lift in the early hours. Thank you also for your lovely messages and comments. I'm loving reading them and I am excited to hear from you. If you have anything to share or you'd like to come on the podcast for a chat, I'd be made up to hear from you. Wishing you all a restful night ahead. Remember to take the time to have your self-care as well. Good night.